Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Government reassures crude stocks are adequate, all refineries are running at full capacity, and LPG production steady and sufficient. West Asia conflict escalates further with widespread attacks on critical energy infrastructure in Gulf region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi talks with the King of Bahrain over the situation. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says new Income Tax Act will reduce disputes and simplify compliance. A nationwide drive to be launched to enroll out-of-school and drop-out children, targeting 100% enrollment by 2030. Centre blocks 300 illegal gambling and betting websites and apps. And in badminton, Tanvi Sharma storms into women's singles semi-finals of Orleans Masters in France. And now the news in detail. The government today reassured that all refineries are operating at the highest capacity with adequate crude inventory. Addressing an inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi today, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma informed that domestic LPG production is steady and sufficient stock is available.
Regarding supplies of LPG and the production, there is an increase in the production, and this increase in the production is a combined effort of upstream companies like ONGC, GAIL, Oil India and the refineries. The refineries of public sector, private sector and JV. So all these refineries have contributed to the increase. We still require certain imports. Diversification, yes, all the efforts are on. We have already done in case of crude. In case of LPG also the efforts are on. In case of LNG already we have a big, you know, basket from where the products are taken.
The Joint Secretary further informed that there has been slight increase in the rates of premium petrol, while there has been no increase in normal petrol rates. Special Secretary for Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha said that in the past 24 hours, no maritime incident has been reported and all 22 ships and 611 Indian seafarers are safe. He said that DG Shipping is continuously monitoring them.
Ministry of Port Shipping Waterways continues to closely monitor the shipping movements, port operations, safety of Indian seafarers and continuity of maritime trade in view of the evolving situation in the West Asia.
External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India has evacuated 913 nationals, including 284 pilgrims, via the Armenia-Azerbaijan route. Joint Secretary Gulf at the Ministry of External Affairs informed that 15 Indian crew members of MT Safe Sea Vishnu, who were safely rescued from Iraq yesterday, are expected to return to India today. In West Asia, celebrations of Eid ul-Fitr and Nowruz have been overshadowed by escalating conflict and widespread attacks on critical energy infrastructure. The region has witnessed a sharp intensification in hostilities, with a cycle of retaliatory strikes now directly targeting economic assets rather than purely military positions. In the UAE, key installations, including the Habshan gas facility and the Barb oil field, were temporarily shut down following missile interceptions and falling debris. A missile threat was reported this morning as well. In Kuwait, the Mina Al Ahmadi refinery was hit in a drone attack. Qatar's Ras Laffan facility has suffered extensive damage. The Strait of Hormuz remains effectively closed, disrupting a major share of global oil and gas flows and sending energy markets into volatility. Meanwhile, Israel has reported fresh airstrikes on Iranian targets near Tehran and saying that operations will continue. Ground action is also expanding in southern Lebanon amid ongoing rocket fire. On the other hand, Iran has responded with new attacks on Israeli and U.S. positions, warning of zero restraint and vowed to continue missile production amid concerns rising over threats to global tourism sites. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps spokesperson Ali Mohammad Naini has reportedly been killed in an Israeli airstrike. In response, Iran has issued a strong warning of further escalation, signaling zero restraint as attacks continue on energy and military infrastructure across the region. The situation in Lebanon is also deteriorating rapidly. Israeli fighter jets have carried out fresh dawn raids on southern towns including Bafriya and Hanain, leaving several people injured. The Lebanese government is grappling with a deepening humanitarian crisis, with more than 1 million people now displaced. As international calls grow louder for an immediate halt to displacement orders, the administration, formed just last year, faces mounting pressure, struggling to assert control even as Hezbollah continues rocket exchanges with Israeli forces across the Litani River. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News, Dubai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with the King of Bahrain, Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said they discussed the current situation in the West Asian region and condemned the attacks on the energy and civilian infrastructure, underscoring their adverse impact on global food, fuel and fertilizer security. Mr. Modi reiterated the importance of ensuring freedom of navigation and keeping shipping lines open and secure. Prime Minister Modi also conveyed greetings on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr and thanked the King of Bahrain for his continued support for the well-being of the Indian community in his country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held talks in New Delhi with South Korea's Vice Foreign Minister Park Yoon-ju to advance the bilateral ties. He also met Australia's Foreign Minister Penny Wong, Kazakhstan's Ambassador Azamat Yeshkerev and Bangladesh's High Commissioner Riaz Hamidullah and discussed the West Asia situation and Indo-Pacific issues. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said the Income Tax Act 2025 lowers the errors, disputes and compliance cost. Addressing a nationwide awareness campaign on the Income Tax Act 2025, Prarambh 2026 in New Delhi, Ms. Sitharaman underlined that the new act is less ambiguous and gives a simpler framework for people who want to understand it.
Keeping with today's requirement, we're not just bringing simpler laws, we're not just bringing simpler rules, we're also engaging with stakeholders. We're also providing materials for people of different strata of the society to see what is happening. We're also making awareness campaigns, we're going to schools, colleges, talking to children to be aware of what tax does for the country.
Government has blocked 300 illegal gambling and betting websites and applications as part of a continued crackdown on unlawful online gaming activities. Sources at the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology said the action has also been taken against Satta and Matka gambling networks, along with Real Money Card and casino gaming applications. Sources added that a total of around 8,400 such websites have been blocked so far. A report.
Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Act 2025 prohibits harmful online money gaming services, advertisements and financial transactions related to these games and encourages e-sports and online social games. This act is designed to curb addiction, financial ruin and social distress caused by predatory gaming platforms that thrives on misleading promises of quick wealth. The objective of this act is to protect individuals, especially youth and vulnerable populations, from the adverse social, economic, psychological and privacy-related impacts of such games. The Act has a provision of complete ban on offering, operating or facilitating online money games. There is a provision of imprisonment up to 3 years and fine up to 1 crore rupees or both in case of violation of the law related to online money gaming. With Bhupendra Singh, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The government will launch a nationwide drive to identify and enroll out-of-school and dropout children, aiming to achieve 100% enrollment by 2030 under the National Education Policy. The Ministry of Education said that open schooling offers a practical alternative for children unable to attend regular schools due to economic, social or geographical constraints. The ministry said with over 10,000 study and examination centers across the country, the National Institute of Open Schooling, NIOS, is providing a scalable platform capable of mainstreaming large numbers of learners who require flexibility due to social, economic or personal circumstances. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said the government is taking prompt measures to assess crop damage caused by unseasonal rains and hailstorms in several parts of the country. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan said necessary directions have been issued to officials to coordinate with state governments for immediate assessment of losses.
We have decided to contact the states and find out where there has been damage due to hailstorms and rains, due to which also crops get submerged in the ground. There's a loss because of that also. The state government is helping us through the SDRF, but I've told all the officials in charge of the crop insurance scheme to contact the states immediately so that a proper crop cutting experiment can be carried out, a loss assessment can be done, and if the farmers incurred a loss, then a proper scientific investigation can be carried out and a claim for his insurance can be made.
The All India Trinamool Congress has issued its election manifesto for the upcoming assembly election in West Bengal. The manifesto talked about 10 pratigya, or 10 commitments, for the development of West Bengal. Women empowerment through Lakshmir Bhandar, supporting the youths, assisting the landless agricultural labourers, helping the women Bangla Yuba Sathi, and other programmes will be given more importance. The manifesto has also highlighted a 30,000 crore rupees agri-budget and a strategic push to position Bengal as the gateway of trade for eastern India. In Kerala, Chief Electoral Officer Ratan U. Khelkar has announced that nomination papers of the candidates for the assembly elections will not be accepted on holidays. The assembly elections in Kerala, Puducherry and Assam will be held on the 9th of next month. More in this report.
Today was a holiday across Kerala on account of Eid ul Fitr. A heavy rush is expected at nomination centres on Saturday as all three major fronts have announced their candidates for most of the constituencies. Candidates will also have an opportunity to file their nominations on Monday, the final day for filing nominations. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
Meanwhile, in Puducherry, seat sharing among the National Democratic Alliance has been finalised. 16 seats have been allotted to the All India NR Congress, 10 to Bharatiya Janata Party, and 2 seats each have been given to All India Anna Dravida Munnetra Kazhagam and the Ladchiya Jananayaka Kazhi. Chief Minister N. Rangasamy filed this nomination papers today from Thattan Chavadi and Mangalam constituencies. Eid ul-Fitr will be celebrated across different parts of the country tomorrow with religious devotion and enthusiasm. The festival marks the end of the holy month of Ramadan. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the citizens on the eve of Eid ul-Fitr. In her message, the president said, "The festival of Eid gives the message of self-control, charity and compassion for the underprivileged." She said, "The festival of Eid reminds us that we should strive for the well-being of all individuals." The president urged everyone to resolve to help those in need, promote unity and harmony in society and contribute to the nation's progress. And now on to sports. In the Orleans Masters Badminton, Indian shuttler Tanvi Sharma has stormed into the semi-final of women's singles. She defeated Japan's Natsuki Nidaira 21-14 in the quarter-final clash at Palais des Sports in France this evening. In another women's singles quarter-final match tonight, Malvika Bansod will take on compatriot Isharani Barua, ensuring India one more semi-finalist. In squash, India's Tanvi Khanna and Veer Chotarani advanced to the semi-finals of the Indian Open 2026 in Mumbai today. Tanvi Khanna defeated fourth seed Aina Amani of Malaysia 3-1 in the quarter-final. In the men's draw, fourth seed Veer Chotarani also cruised into the semi-finals. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government reassures crude stocks are adequate, all refineries are running at full capacity and LPG production steady and sufficient. West Asia conflict escalates further with widespread attacks on critical energy infrastructure in Gulf region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi talks with King of Bahrain over the situation. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says new Income Tax Act will reduce disputes and simplify compliance. A nationwide drive to be launched to enroll out-of-school and drop-out children, targeting 100% enrollment by 2030. Centre blocks 300 illegal gambling and betting websites and apps. And in badminton, Tanvi Sharma storms into women's singles semi-finals of Orleans Masters in France. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.